Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
New developments today in the fight against coronavirus in Michigan. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's state of emergency has just been extended by the state legislature. We get the details now live and local from WWJ's John Hewitt. John.
Jackie, both voice votes were unanimous, first in the Senate this morning, then in the House within the hour. Lansing lawmakers extending the governor's emergency declaration powers through the end of this month. You'll recall last week she had put out that she was seeking a 70-day extension into June, but Republican House and Senate leaders felt that was too long. They preferred to reevaluate in 23 days. Here's House Speaker Lee Chatfield.
We thought it was more responsible to simply continue evaluating this every few weeks. And the federal guidelines from the CDC had recommended April 30th for social distancing guidelines. And we thought it'd be more responsible to extend it until the end of April rather than the end of June. And we can continue evaluating this. You know, there's many people across Michigan that have either lost their jobs or family businesses that have been owned for decades have been lost. And before we just extend this to the end of June, we need to give these frightened people across our state a plan.
And for an important distinction for our listeners, this again is pertaining to the governor's emergency declaration powers, not her stay-at-home order, which at the moment remains in effect for 1 week until April the 14th, but it too could very well be extended. Reporting live and local, John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Meantime, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey announcing the formation of a bipartisan work group aimed at safely transitioning Michigan residents back to work, while maintaining health and safety measures in the fight of the spread of COVID-19.
There is a pathway to impacting the speed of our recovery. We cannot wait nor attempt to achieve a no-risk environment. The only guaranteed outcome of seeking to achieve no risk is no freedoms and no liberties. And that is not an America any of us desire or would recognize.
That group, made up of six senators, hopes to have formal recommendations to the governor by April 17th.